Hello. Yeah, sorry ma'am, the line got disconnected. Can you hear me now?
I know. I've had urgent calls coming in from other parts of Australia.
Okay,
I can hear you now. Yeah, I've had other personal things on as well.
All right, not an issue, ma'am. Now, are you on the Play Store back again?
If you're no.
Yeah, go back to the Play. Open up the Play Store again. And you haven't shared your card numbers for any purchase today, right, ma'am?
No. I've had an Afterpay taken out of an amount, but that's all.
Okay. And you do use an eBay or a PayPal as well. You got a PayPal and an eBay account, right?
Yeah, and the PayPal I've been trying to get rid of because fraudulent things are using that.
Okay.
And they won't delete me from the whole thing, which I want done.
Okay. So you want to still continue with the PayPal account or you want to close it down now?
I want it completely closed off.
Okay, we will help you to close it down. Don't worry.
I was going to ring your company and get that closed off and check my account to see what's going on.
All right. Not an issue, ma'am. We will help you to do all these things. And you will be doing it from yourself, so you might be get read out of it. Like, you might be also get an idea, like, in the near future. If somebody tells you to do this or that, you can judge them, like, whether those people are legitimate or those are the fraud, ma'am, okay?
Mm.
And you will be getting
Yeah.
Now, are you on the Play Store?
No, not yet. Everything's fraudulent as far as I'm concerned. I don't like technology at all.
I do understand. So, no, it's not
horrible.
An issue, ma'am?
I mean, I'd rather do the things, you know, the way it used to be. I don't like this at all. Now, I've got to get Play School again. I've got to find it now.
Play Store. A Play Store?
Yeah, Play Store, yeah. Okay, I've got that now.
Okay, open up that Play Store.
Up comes all these games.
Okay, now again, can you see search for apps and games? Tap on the 3 line.
Search for, that's got Zoho Assist again, and I'm not going into that.
No, delete that. Remove it. Remove the Zoho Assist customer. Delete that.
I'll try to delete it. I can't find a way to delete it.
Where it is, can you see the magnifying glass where it is written Zoho Assist customer? You need to press on the magnifying glass.
I've gone out of everything again now.
Okay. Are you able to type in now?
I can type in stuff.
All right. Now,
but
over
Zoho,
the...
I can't get rid of Zoho Assist. I'll have to go to my apps and get that off there. Okay, what do I type in now?
Type A for Australia, N for Nancy, N for no.
N for Nancy, okay, right
here. Okay, Y for yellow.
Okay.
D for doctor.
Hello.
D is a doctor. E for echo.
Right.
F for
any desk, is it?
Yeah, it will be a red logo.
Is it any desk what?
Any desk software. Can you see any desk? Once you search for
I've got any desk app, remote desktop, plug-in or remote.
Can you see any desk remote? The desktop application.
Yes, I have.
Click on that and install.
Okay.
Once you click on install, do let me know. And you will be getting a security number on that application, ma'am, on your IP address, as your IP address will be get secured. So you will be getting a security number. And once the security number would be verified with the ACSC, the Australian Cyber Security Portal, ma'am, you will be getting a security warning that those hackers are getting removed from your network, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is it says open now?
No, not yet.
All right. Is it
installing? It's still installing.
Okay. No, wait for the option come up.
Open, I've done that. Okay, now it's come up a privacy statement. Okay.
Click on OK. Yeah, click on OK.
Righty, OK, LNS has come up.
Yeah, tick on that small checkbox. I have read and terms and conditions. You can see a small circle below down there.
Yeah, righty, I've done that, yes.
Okay, now what do you see next, ma'am?
Cancel or agree.
Click on cancel. Agree. Click on agree.
Oh, sorry. You told me the wrong thing.
Okay, my mistake, ma'am. Now, what do you see next?
Now I've got to do it, install it again.
Yeah, again, click on... All right, click on open.
Yeah, it's installing it again.
You need to... you go to your home screen, ma'am. You can see the red logo application has added on your home screen with your application. You need to open up from there, okay?
Yes. Okay.
The red one, the AnyDesk. You can see where you can see all of your apps. You can find a new application, AnyDesk, has been added on your home page. So try to open up from there.
I'll go back there.
Go to your home screen where you can see all of your apps, ma'am.
I've got to go out of the door.
Now check for the red application.
I'm trying to get out of the door. I can't find it. My app's on this thing.
Now, what
do you mean? I've got apps open now.
Yeah. Open up the AnyDesk, the red logo application, the AnyDesk. You can see it is added on your phone, ma'am.
Hello, ma'am. This is James.
Can you see any red application added, a red logo app?
No, I'm trying. I'm going through it.
Okay. Just have a look, ma'am. Are you able to find it?
No, I can't find it.
Okay, you can go back to the Play Store again. Are you able to do that? Go back to the Play Store.
Yeah, what did you want? What was the name of it?
Play AnyDesk. A-N-Y.
Right, yeah, I've got that. I've keyed into that now.
Okay,
it's
open up that.
Installed.
Okay, open up that. Okay, now what do you want?
Privacy, notifications, permissions,
click on
OK. Click on
OK. Okay. Can you see privacy policy statement? Click on OK.
Hello.
Now what do you see next?
Nothing. I haven't done it yet. Can't see it.
Open up that AnyDesk, ma'am.
I have. And it's told me it's installed.
Click on cancel. Click on cancel.
It only says full stop.
No. You do one thing, ma'am. Go back to the Play Store. What I'm doing here is I'm connecting you to the technician person. He will help you, support you to get download it. All right? So be online. All right?
Well, I've got to find it all again.
Okay, wait.
It says uninstall AnyDesk.
Okay, yeah, this is James here. I'm the technical supervisor. I'll be helping you out. So what exactly you can see on the phone, ma'am?
AnyDesk plugin uninstall.
Okay, it says AnyDesk plugin uninstall. And do you see any option cancel over there?
No. Uninstall.
Okay, click on uninstall.
Radio, cancel it.
Uninstall it. Okay, now you can see AnyDesk plugin. Cancel or uninstall.
Yes, I've got that. What do I do?
Okay, now click on cancel.
Right, done it.
You done it. Now look.
And it's
very
still uninstalled.
Okay, now go back.
where to?
Go back by pressing the back button on your phone.
No, it's all out now. Finished it. Everything's gone. Everything's gone.
Now go to the Play Store. Open that up.
Again, right. Okay. Now, what do I do in that?
Now, in the Play Store, in the search box, type any desk. A-N-Y-D-E-S-K. Any
desk. Yeah, I know it. I've got to get it open again then. It won't. Any desk remote?
Yeah, any desk remote desktop software. And once it's
okay,
open,
KLMS agents come up.
Okay, do you see anything says okay or yes or continue?
Yes, I've read and agreed. Well, I've pressed that.
Press that?
All the terms and conditions. I've pressed that.
Okay, now what comes
up? Cancel or agree.
Click on agree.
Right.
And now what comes
don't
up?
Don't show this again. Plug-in activation, don't show this again.
Click on don't show this message again.
Okay. Press OK, do I?
Yeah, press OK.
Right, done.
And now what comes up?
Recommended to you, talk back.
And do you see anything okay?
All these things. Huh?
Do you see a tutorial comes up?
No.
Okay, in the middle do you see
talk back to come up.
Okay, it says accessibility, right?
Yeah, hello, Mr. George. Calling you from the security department.
Accessibility.
Yes, yes.
Now come down below. Do you see on anything says permission over there?
No. No, nothing like that. Visibility, hearing, interaction, advanced settings, installed services. About accessibility.
Okay, now press the back button. Do you see any back button at the left hand top? Yes. There is an arrow.
Yes.
Click on that.
Okay. Done that.
Now, do you see any numbers comes up says your address?
No.
It does. Thing says your address and what exactly you can see.
Notifications, permissions, app time, set as default.
You can see permissions, right?
Permissions, yes.
Yeah, click on
no
permissions.
It says no permissions allowed.
It says no permissions allowed. Do you see the option to allow that?
Right.
Yeah, click on that.
So I press on that. Okay.
Yeah, press on that.
Now it's got allowed. No permissions allowed. Not allowed. Files and media and microphone.
Click on allow. Click on allow.
Mm-hmm. Not allowed. Allowed. Okay. Right here.
Allowed. Now click on OK and go back.
Boy, it won't. It's frozen. It's frozen?
It's frozen?
Yes.
Try to go back, or do you see any OK, cancel, any option over there?
No, any desk installed, come up again.
Okay, any desk install. It says install?
Yes.
Click on install.
It's come up, so what do I do now? Open
okay,
it?
Yeah, open it. Click on open.
Right. And tutorials come up.
Place your finger anywhere in the middle.
Right.
Now you will see your address. There are some numbers.
No.
You can see the tutorial, right?
Yes.
Yeah, tap on that. Tap on
right
the
here, of your address. I've got the number.
Tap the number.
283, that one.
Yeah, 283.
Right here. Done it.
There are 9 numbers you can see in your address, right?
Yes, I pressed on all that.
Yeah, you need to tell me the numbers. Help me out with the numbers.
Mm, boy. 283.
Mm-hmm.
267.
Mm-hmm.
098.
Okay. Now, shortly you will receive there is a security warning comes up over there, says I trust this call. You need to click on that first in the red color, and then you will see there are two options coming up. First, you click on I trust this call. Click on that. If you see that.
I've come up security warning.
Yeah, security warning that has been sent by the bank people, and that is awaring you that you are what you are doing. So
trust this call.
Yes.
Do I?
Click on that.
Right.
And now after clicking again, you will
security
see
security warning come up.
Yes. Do you see there are two check boxes? One it says
I am aware of the
click
one
on
do I press on?
Click on both.
Alright. Okay,
and
done that.
Accept.
Okay, done that.
And once again, if you see the option comes up accept, click on accept. Or
okay.
If you see any option, do you see now any option comes up start now or start broadcast?
Yes. All right.
Click on start now. Start now.
Click on start now. Okay.
Yes.
Established.
Okay. Now, do you see the connection is established to SCFC Bank Security Server?
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, do you see there are three lines at the three, three dots? Click on the three
dots. Yeah, that's
right. Top one.
Okay. Permissions.
Click on permissions, yeah.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Now, do you see... do you see that in the bottom?
Yeah.
Do you see that in the bottom there is a cursor, a keyboard mouse, a speaker which is locked? Do you see that?
Yes.
And then click on the keyboard mouse.
Okay.
Click on the arrow, the cursor. Just right next to that, the cursor. Click on that.
It's pressing
the arrow.
Yeah, okay, pressed on that.
Yeah, now click on close.
Right, done that.
Okay, once again click on that three dots.
Mm-hmm, okay, permissions.
Then click on permissions, yeah.
Right.
Now, do you see it says scam protection? There is a portion comes and says
permission. Yeah, scam protection.
Click on that.
Okay, default. Screen sharing, full access, all that stuff.
Click on unattended access. Click on that.
Okay. Right here,
click on close.
Okay, it's back to any desk again.
Okay, now leave the control of your keyboard and mouse, the finger, and wait. Let's see.
It's gone off now.
Okay. Now what I'll do, I'll transfer this call to the previous guy again. He will help you to go ahead and cancel the transaction. Just wait.
Thank you for holding the line. This is David Mitchell, the senior security, back again, ma'am. Okay?
Right.
Okay. Now, what you need to do, you need to check all of your application, ma'am. If there is something you can see, Norton or any security application, check.
No, it's gone out of it completely.
Okay. Can you wait?
I didn't do it. It just went off itself.
Okay. On the bottom
he took it off.
Okay. Now, on the bottom down, can you see your phone call, messages, camera, and menu? There are dots.
Yes.
Click on the dot, the gray box, where you can see the dot, dot, dot. There are nine dots.
Yes,
now.
Apps.
Now you can swipe your screen left to right and check all of your apps.
Yes.
No. Click on the
I've opened up apps now.
Okay. Now go down. Yeah, check all of your apps.
To any desk,
no.
You want that
no,
again?
No. No need to. Go down. Call down.
Right down to where?
Check all of the application to the bottom. From the top, go to the bottom. Scroll down slowly.
Yep. Everything will be taken off.
No, go down. Slowly go down. Check all the application one by one. If there is something new, apart from the AnyDesk, see. Go down. Wait,
is
now.
That control,
you lick the finger, don't do anything.
Add control, that's on me.
Wait, don't do anything, wait. Leave your finger. Leave your finger from the phone. Leave it down.
Okay.
Okay.
Right, you're doing it now.
Yeah, we are helping you now.
Right.
Can you see on the bottom down, you can see a square, a three line, and a back arrow. Click on the back arrow on the bottom. Yeah, now swipe your screen from left to right. Swipe it. No, again, click on the gray. You need to click on the gray, the check box.
Okay, just a minute. I don't know why you just said, exalt me off, give me a new number, new account.
Yeah, that's the reason. Now we will create it for you. So the things that what those people did from a different website, they try to order all those Apple gift cards from all. So from that website, we are going to block the account that was been used without your authorization, without your permission. Okay.
Haven't you done that already?
No, ma'am. You will, because your network was been used. Your IP address has been compromised. So we will help you how you can cancel up those transaction, and you will be getting a cancellation email. Did you click on the gray menu option on the bottom?
Yes.
Down?
Yes.
Okay. Now what's come up to you?
Oh, the all the usual stuff: Samsung, Google, app settings, contacts, all the usual stuff.
Okay. Now swipe your screen from left to right. Don't click on any application. Just try to swipe it from left to right.
It won't. It sticks.
Try to.
It'll go right to left and give me the other bit.
Yeah, go right to left. Swipe it.
Rightio, I've got antivirus and all those things on the messenger.
Okay, now again, swipe it from the right to left.
Okay. Back to what it was before.
Wait, again, swipe it.
That's it. It goes into four. It's got four pages on here.
Yeah, you need to go all of the pages. Now swipe it.
Yeah, I have. Now, which one do you want in particular?
Go to the second page. Go to the second page. Wait.
Right.
Now, go to the third page.
Right. Yes.
This is the procedure, ma'am. Now, go to the fourth page.
Yes, any desk. You want that?
Okay. Now, no. Go. Yeah. Wait. Go to the third page, ma'am. Be on the third page.
First page, yep.
Third page, ma'am. Third. The third one.
Okay, righty. I've done that.
Okay, wait. The third page. You should be on the third page.
I am on the third page.
Okay. On the third page, you can see your Afterpay application is already there, right? Afterpay. Can you see the Afterpay application?
Oh, yes, yes. Mm.
All right. Now, what you need to do is, ma'am, you need to open up Validator. No. Validator.
Hi, Afterpay. That's got nothing to do with any of this.
No need to open that, ma'am. You need to go to the Google back again. Now, we will be canceling those gift card which has been ordered by those people. Google.
Google. All right. Back to Google.
Yeah. And you got messages on your mobile phone, right, ma'am?
No.
Check your email.
Yeah, I've got messages. Yeah, messages are on there.
Yeah, open up the messages and check. Have you received any message about any transaction or any money getting out? Check all your messages. Have you checked your messages?
Yeah, I'm looking at it now.
Okay, come down.
I missed a call.
Okay, go down.
And another friend of mine trying to get through to me. That's all. Afterpay is coming up tomorrow. Eye clinic appointment, usual things for me, personal. And the top one is a phone number. But they didn't leave a message. And I don't know who it is.
Okay, wait. Now go down, scroll the message. Page, go down.
Yeah. Done it.
Go down, scroll, try to scroll it down.
I have done.
Okay, now you can close.
I'm in conversations.
Okay. Now you can close this page. Close this page. Close the messages.
Rodia.
Okay, now you can check your email, ma'am. Go to your email once. Check, have you received any email from the Apple iTunes gift card email? Any notification?
I'm just trying to call the email.
All right, check your email. Once you're on the email page, do let me know.
I'll find it.
And you only got one card, ma'am? A debit card, right?
That's right. That's all I've got.
Okay. And do you remember the balance, the remaining balance on your card?
Yes, I've got it written down because I only checked with it yesterday.
Okay. You got a statement as well? Any of your banking statement?
Oh, yeah, I've got them all. I'll keep all that.
Okay. Okay, can you see?
I've got all that. I haven't got them with me. They're in another room.
Okay. Do you remember the balance of this?
I need to go and get the paperwork and read it.
Okay, just put the phone down and...
But you will know that there.
Yeah, but ma'am, we need to verify that not a single penny get missing out from there. So we need to verify it from the customer as well, ma'am. Okay, because it's your account. So you must also have a right knowledge of your account over the recorded line. Okay, this is just for the verification. We are not asking you the numbers. You need to just tell us the balance, not any of the account number.
Well, okay. Hold on. I'll have to get the paperwork.
Okay.
Okay, there? Hello?
Yes, I'm here, ma'am.
Right. Closing balance?
Yeah.
2,144.71.
All right. This is the only one account that you got, right?
Right. Only one account, yes.
All right. Now, what we are going to do is, ma'am, what those people did, they have tried to order 4 gift cards, okay, the Apple iTunes gift card. So we are going to cancel all the 4 of gift card, otherwise you might be losing, ma'am, $2,000 because each gift card might cost you $500. So we will be canceling and sending you an email for the cancellation of those gift card, okay?
Right.
All right. Now, on the top of the statement.
That's the closing balance, but the amount that I can use is $452, so they wouldn't be able to get it anyway.
That's the reason, ma'am. But the amount that you are able to use, what they will do, like they, at the daily basis, if you not block them, on the daily basis, they will be try to withdraw the $400 because your $400 is your daily spending that is remaining,
yes,
right?
That's right. Yes. Okay. Yes.
So we need to cancel all the 4 gift card which has been tried to be ordered by those people. And do you got the card with you? Is it with you right now?
My card.
Yep.
I've got the account number on the paperwork.
No.
You want my card number?
No, I don't want. You need to just keep it with you. Don't read out to me. Just keep it with you.
I'll get it with you.
All right.
Yeah. I won't read it out. No.
And never ever share any detail to anyone, ma'am. We will help you where you can put that for the cancellation. It will ask you to fill up a form for the cancellation. That's the reason I'm asking you to don't read out. And on the statement, on the bank statement, on the top, what is the name written over there on the top?
on the first page.
Yeah. On the very
page,
top.
The very top calls MasterCard.
No, no. Apart from that, can you see on the top?
Customer support.
Okay. All right. Not an issue, ma'am. Now, did you got the card with you? Is it safe?
Yes, I have. Yes.
Okay. Now, put the card somewhere down. Okay. Now, on the mobile phone, open up the Google.
What do you want me to photograph it?
Google. Go to the Google on your phone, the Google application.
Right. This is wasting my time. I'm very busy today.
All right,
okay.
More 5 minutes, ma'am. Not more than that. Once you receive the cancellation email, we will be done. Now, on the search, type there V for Victor.
Right.
A for Australia.
Yeah,
can you see
validator? Is it validator?
Yeah, perfect. Click on that validator.
Okay.
Now you can see the W3 Markup Validation Service. Click on that.
Right. It kicks up the
mark,
and it's got...
Yes.
Validate.
Can you see address? Click on that address.
Yes. Yeah, all right. It's there. What do I type in there?
Now type the www.yourbankname.com.au, ma'am, the online website.
Yeah.
www. Type 3.
Yeah, I'm just going to get that at 10.
Okay, once you've done that, do let me know.
BigPond.com. That's my...
This is your email address?
No. What do you want to make talking?
You need to type your bank name, ma'am. Don't tell me. Just type in over there.
Yeah, hello, ma'am. This is James calling you from...
.com.au.
.com.au. .com.
What's my bank got to do with this?
Ma'am, you will be see the website because your card is linked with your account, with your bank. Right, ma'am? Though the bank has provided you this card, your debit card, right?
No, it hasn't.
Okay, you can delete that.
It comes directly from Coles MasterCard. I have nothing to do with the bank. The bank's got nothing to do with my MasterCard. I've kept them separate.
Okay, all right. And apart from that, you do have any cards with your bank?
Yes, but that's nothing to do with my Coles MasterCard.
Okay, not an issue, ma'am. Now you can type your email address there and check your email address. Your email address.
Hi, this is Achal Ibrahim. I'm calling you from the ACSB, the Australian Cyber Security Center. How are you doing today?
Okay, now click on check. Can you see on the bottom option there it says check?
Yes, press on that.
Click on that check, ma'am. You will see the status of your email. What is the status of your email showing you up online? Did you click on the check?
I have.
Okay, now wait. Once you click on the check, what is the details showing up you there?
Checking if the SaaS connection is secure. Right, they're doing that.
Now, once you see something, any option come up, do let me know.
No, I just read that this check's taking longer. verify on humans. I'm beginning to wonder.
No, don't look. Can you see, ma'am? There is a problem on your network because those hackers, the United States of America, the IP address which was doing, is creating a problem. So we are trying to fix it out for you. The first thing that we need to do is to block those gift card which has been ordered behind you. Now you can press the back arrow on the bottom down. Press the back arrow, bottom down.
Yes. Wait, wait a minute. So it keeps going off screen.
Okay, ma'am.
Okay, Roddy, I've done that. It's gone back to the original.
Okay,
document.
Okay, again, click on the back arrow.
Right.
Okay, where you can see the back arrow, just above that you can see there are two square and there is an option showing you 99. Click on that 99 on the bottom down. Tap on the back arrow.
Yeah, I'm waiting, trying to find it.
Wait. Now you can leave your finger, ma'am, wait. The security Google assistant, the Google will help you. You can see these are all of the pages, ma'am, which have still been open up. So you need to close all these pages one by one, okay?
All my collections?
No, wait. Wait, don't do anything. We will help you.
Now Apple's come up.
Yeah, can you see this is the website, ma'am, those people has used to purchase and order those gift cards, okay?
Yeah, Woolworths.
Yeah, and you have never ordered anything from this Woolworth, right?
No, I haven't. I don't order anything from any of them. I go to Woolworths. I don't key into their gift card stuff because it's all fraudulent.
That's the reason, ma'am, because those hackers, what they did, they tried to order this gift card behind you while using your information. And before they withdraw those gift cards, they redeem those gift cards from a different country. We need to block all this transaction for you, ma'am, okay?
Right. Good heavens. Yes.
No, wait.
I'm very, very fortunate that I haven't got thousands and thousands of dollars in that account.
And,
very fortunate.
On your, okay, with the ANZ card, do you remember the balance on your ANZ, ma'am?
Yeah, but I'm not telling you that.
Okay, not anymore.
ANZ's got nothing to do with this.
I do understand, ma'am, but the thing that is, ma'am, because your network has been compromised. So somehow, whenever you have used the card with your ANZ and you try to order something, ma'am, it might be got those details of your ANZ also been get stuck on this website, on this.
Well, I'll go down to the ANZ bank and check all that out
Definitely.
I'd rather do things on a physical basis, person to person.
Okay. Like you
well, I was going to go with myself through and ask them about what this thing that came through.
All right. Because we are cancelling the 4 gift cards, which was...
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen you doing that, yeah.
All right, ma'am. Because... Hello? You can see your details are already there, ma'am, right?
Yes, I can. I'm reading them.
Now, what you need to do is, you need to just type your
address. Type
your address.
Okay.
Wait. Now you can leave your. Now you can see all of your details are coming up there, ma'am. Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now wait. Now you can see the cancellation procedure, ma'am. all the gift card will be come up on your email address for the cancellation, right? Now, can you see the details? Enter the details, don't read out. What is the details asking you? Just slowly and clearly put down the details.
I need to put those here. Okay.
Once you put the details, do let me know. Now you can leave your finger, leave the phone.
Right, yeah, I've done that.
Okay.
And now it says pay the two.
Yeah, it's a cancellation. This money was been tried to taken out by those people. So you can see the available $2,000 on the top. It will be got cancelled on your this card, okay?
But it's in the, it's gone up. No, it hasn't. It's gone into the...
Wait. You will be getting a cancellation message. A security message on your mobile phone. Wait. Now, you have received a code on your mobile phone. Wait. Leave the phone, ma'am. Don't do anything, okay? Leave the phone.
No.
Don't do anything. Can you see this is the cancellation message that has been come
the
up
to you? The code to complete your transaction with Woolworths. Do not share this code.
Yes, don't read out. Just securely keep it with you. Don't do anything, okay?
Sure.
Now, don't try to touch your phone. Wait, we will. The Google will help you to block all this transaction, ma'am. Wait.
And these are called Woolworths gift cards.
Yes, ma'am. These have been placed, purchased from the iTunes, Apple, okay?
Right. Processing. Loading.
Now you can see you will be getting an email for the cancellation.
Hope so.
Once you receive those email, ma'am, we will be done, right? And make sure, ma'am, in the near future, never ever provide or share any of your details to anyone. All right?
Right. And a PayPal's come up as well. I could have paid that in full, you know, and I'm trying to get rid of PayPal. Have you removed it?
Yeah, definitely, ma'am. We have tried to block the PayPal, okay? So don't worry
Something
about it.
Something went wrong?
Yeah, you can see this is the cancellation. We have canceled now. Again, we are trying to secure and cancel all those gift cards, ma'am, okay?
Right. Good heavens.
Wait, you can see all of the details will be coming up there already. It's there, ma'am.
Yes.
Wait, because ma'am, we are trying to send you the money back into your Kohl's card and we have detected if there is something wrong on your Kohl's, you are not be able to getting any refund on the Kohl's. So that's the reason if there is a problem which is getting started, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you again type your address, ma'am, securely? Put the address down there.
Right. What my name?
Wait, so, wait, don't leave it. I'm helping you. The Google server will help you. Now you can type your last name over there.
Yes. What's it doing?
MM, on the statement, what is the available spend that you can see?
No, we're not going to put in interest in, okay?
All right.
Done that.
Now, wait. MM, on your statement, can you check, can you recheck the balance? It's showing you 2,144, right?
Yes.
And what is the...
2,144.71 is the closing balance. Yesterday or the day before, okay? I haven't touched it since. But Afterpay has taken out a certain amount. That's all.
Oh, my God, ma'am. And how much you can spend? What is the spending balance showing up you there?
$452. $452.
Okay, wait. Now, what we are going to do is we are going to... make cancel up all the transaction, ma'am, because as we have canceled the 4 gift card, so what those people did, the one gift card which they ordered was the amount of $450 something. So we need to also cancel up that, okay?
Right.
Wait. Can you hear me, ma'am?
Yes, I can.
All right. Now you just check what is going on, ma'am. The amount was
still in there.
Yes, ma'am, because they have... And with the PayPal, did you try to connect your ANZ card, ma'am, with the PayPal?
No.
You have never linked your ANZ account with the PayPal, right?
No.
Wait.
I can't take anything out of my ANZ account. Nobody can. Only me, personally. I've just gone back to billing address. Take that out. No, don't do it. Wait. We are helping you. Don't do it. No, I'm not touching it. The door keeps coming. You're doing it now.
Is it correct, your name?
Yes, that's right.
Now type in name. Type it from your end.
Okay. Now they've got the address line wrong. It's 1A.
Okay, wait. Wait. Wait, ma'am. You can leave your finger now. You can leave your finger.
Go ahead.
Okay, we will help you. Can you hear me, ma'am?
Yes.
All right. Now, again, you need to put in your details.
Again?
Yeah, wait. The Google will help you.
Why is that? Again, it
was ma'am, this is again the cancellation that is going on. Wait, the Google will help you to doing all this, ma'am. Wait, don't do anything.
Right.
Just check whether if there is anything mistakes, all right? If there will be any
mistakes.
Yeah,
I will say that. Mm-hmm.
All right. You can check it from your end, okay?
I am not watching it. It is correct.
Because, ma'am, the Google will help you in the near future if anything goes wrong behind you, right?
Right.
Is everything, the details which are coming up, are correct, ma'am?
Yes. Correct.
Wait. Now again, you will be getting a same security message for the cancellation, and we will be done. We are detecting all of your accounts that you got has been tried to targeted by those people. So we need to make sure that we need to check it each and everything and make sure that these things could not be repeated back to you in the near future as well. Okay?
Yes.
And you got the Kohl's MasterCard, right?
Yes, I saw that.
Okay, wait. You will be getting... Now you have received once again...
Messages.
Yeah, wait.
I've got messages there.
Okay, now wait.
It wants a code.
Now you can see if any page coming up, ma'am. Wait for.
No, it's still loading. Right.
Okay. Wait. Let's see.
Wait. All the place.
Yeah, this is the how, ma'am.
February.
Yeah, this is.
Thanks
the,
for your order, and I didn't order a thing.
Yeah, because ma'am, yeah, can you see this is the details those hackers would, you might be getting earlier, but those hackers not allow you to receive all these things, right? So we have
right. Oh, that's what they did all that. No, I never saw it. Radio.
Oh, wait. Now you can see these
things
are
going through things. Other things.
We are helping you to secure everything, ma'am. And you will be also canceled by email, ma'am. Right. Once we receive, can you see there are a whole lot of things which are being
stolen. Yeah, I'm looking at them. Yeah, I remember them.
Now just wait. Be online, okay? Don't do anything, ma'am. Just check.
More than
100 things are literally
being closed off. I couldn't see it. Right. Boy, there's nothing secret here. Nothing.
Wait. One by one, we are deleting all and everything,
yes.
Ma'am, okay? Because this other thing, can you see your location, your IP address? You can see there is the IP address number.
Yes, yes, I can.
Can you see?
Yeah, I have. It's gone there.
Wait, one by one, we need to cancel and close everything, so don't worry about anything, ma'am. Wait. You can still see, ma'am, there are still 67 things which are to be opened up, background behind you, right?
Yes.
So whenever you do any stops, ma'am, make sure you close all the... Can you see your paper is still not log out? Can you see it's showing you the paper pages still open up there?
Yeah,
right?
Looking at them.
Look one by one. From where, since a long time to... Can you see again your paper is coming up there?
Yes, I can see it all, right, all the stuff I've been taking on the last 2 weeks.
All right, ma'am. Just wait. Because we are not sure that exactly who are the people are who are trying to do use all the stuff behind
you're not,
you.
You're not sure. Mm.
Okay, so we are just, can you see, we are just trying to track those people, and now we will help you to show the IP address which was showing you in United States. It might be showing up in you in Australia, and you will be getting a cancellation email regarding to that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Each and everything will be get cancelled up.
Except book finder stayed there. I see.
Can you see, ma'am, all the background, all the background website, each and everything are still open up, and still those hackers got access to your network, so have that got access of your information, ma'am. Okay? Now just wait. We are cancelling each and everything, ma'am, so that these things might not be interrupt you in the near future, ma'am, okay?
Right, okay. I can see why you're doing it, Nancy. You're not where it's coming from.
Google is helping you, ma'am. We are also just guiding you.
It's not coming from the Australian Post, that's for sure.
Yes. Can you see, ma'am, these other things?
It could be coming from who knows what. But not
the people, whoever are getting access of your information, they have used these things on the background, ma'am.
Can you
see all the steps?
Yes, I can.
Now you can see your Google account is also open up there, right? The Google account.
Yeah, that's gone. The last one, tell
me that. All right. Now let it be this one, okay? Don't worry about this.
Right.
Now.
Yeah, hello. Hello, ma'am. My daughter is Patricia. Yes, ma'am.
Ma'am, can you log into your email? Can you log into your email? The big point one.
I'll have to.
All right. Do you remember the Barbara that you put it on the Apple website? Wait, I'm providing you which email you need to log in. You need to log into your baptist3bigpond.com. Log into your baptist3bigpond.com email.
Apple Woolworths is coming up again. Who do you want? My email address.
Yeah, log into your email. Big Pond.
Okay, just a sec. I'm getting terribly confused.
Big Pond one. Yeah, wait. This is the email. Wait. Don't do anything. Leave your finger, ma'am.
Hello. I have.
Okay.
All the confirmations come up again.
Yeah, this is the email, ma'am. Those hackers have not allowed you to receive them, right? Now you can see, this is the cancellation email that you have get, ma'am. Okay,
all I've got is I've received a gift card.
Yeah, don't do anything with this email.
I'm not touching anything.
Okay, wait. Mm. Now we need to cancel more gift card apart from this, ma'am.
Good heavens.
Because what those people did, they are trying to withdraw multiple gift cards online behind you. Okay.
Because I'm not the only person that they're doing this to, am I?
Yeah, ma'am, that's the reason. There are a lot of the people have been targeted in daily basis, ma'am. Okay?
Thousands of people, yeah.
Yeah. Now, this email is no more of use, ma'am. So what we are going to do, we are going to delete all the email one by one, okay?
Good, all right.
And do you know how to delete those emails?
Yes, I can just delete them.
Yeah, delete them, all of the three from the top. Delete them. Yeah, perfect.
They're deleted, right, Tinker?
Okay. Now, what you need to do, you need to just hold the line for a moment, which you will play. And
right.
Be online, okay?
Yes.
Don't do anything, ma'am, because we have secured one card. We need to cancel more four card, and we need to, as your calls card has been targeted, so we are not be able to send you the refund on that card. So we need a different card to send you a refund, because your calls card has been tried to targeted by those people, so we cannot refund you the money back there, right?
Why not?
Apart from calls, you got any other cards?
No, I haven't.
All right, so just be on the line, ma'am. I'm just trying to find a different way that we can...
I've only got one MasterCard, that's all.
Okay, just be on the line. Don't do anything, okay? Just hold the line for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Are you there, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I have got the report from the department that another way they have tried to take the money out from you. That have you ever used any application called Zip?
Zip? No.
You haven't used it earlier, but there is ID created under your email address, and I do.
No, I've never used Zip.
That was not done by you, I guess. Okay,
no.
Not an issue. Do you see the Play Store? Open up that. And we will be canceling that one as well for you.
Right.
Now, at the very top, do you see something is written, any desk, remote, something like that? Wipe those letters. Delete those letters.
Do I open it?
No, you need to delete those, any desk remote is written at the top in the search box. Delete that letters.
There's nothing in the search box.
At the very top, you will see it's written like any desk remote.
Oh, this is it. Any desk remote. Yeah, what do I do? It says open.
No, you go to the, you can see open. Just top up that it says this device, right?
Yes.
And just top up that, do you see any desk remote?
Yes.
You need to delete those letters. So tap on that, any desk remote. Just click on that. You will see to you will get the option to delete.
Okay. That. I deleted them.
Now type over there, Z for Zip.
Oh, not Zoho Assist again.
It's Z as in zebra, Z as in...
Yeah.
Zero. Then, no, it's not O. Wipe that O. It's instead of O, it's I as in Indiana.
Zip, Z-I.
Then P as in Peter.
Yeah.
Yeah, now... Click on search in the keypad. Do you see the magnifying glass? Click on that. Okay. Now, do you see anything say Zip, Shop Now, Pay Later? Zip, Shop Now, Pay Later. Do you see anything say Zip, Shop Now, Pay Later? Look at the top. You'll see the second or third option from the top. zip shop now, pay later. Do you see?
No, it's got zip extractor.
Okay, the first one says zip.
So I found extractor. A zip shop now, pay later. Yes, I found that.
Open that. Click on that and click on install.
But I don't have anything to do with that.
And once it's
I don't want the things to do with anything anymore.
Yeah, hello. How are you today? Hello, my daughter is in charge.
Is it installing?
Yeah, it's installing. It's taking ages.
And let it be installed. Go to your main page, your home page, where you can see all your applications, and go to Google.
It's installing it still.
Okay. Now leave it. Like press the home button and open up the Google. Let it be
installed. I will open it. It's nothing. I can't. It's still like installing it.
Yeah. You leave as it is. Leave as it is, and press the middle button on your phone at the bottom. Go to your home page and open up the Google. Do you see at the very bottom there is a square?
No, it can't.
Three lines, square and back. Yes. Press the middle one. Okay.
No.
Okay. You are in the email, right?
Oh, no, I'm going to Google now. Now what do I do in Google? What was I doing with this? It had nothing to do with me.
Because that is the application which is created by them without your knowledge. We will be cancelling that. Now, do you see Apple Wolf's words?
Yes, I do.
Come down. Come down.
Right.
Now, do you see Woolworths? Anything Apple comes up? Apple Entertainment? So go to the top. Click the first
one. It's going through everything. All right, I'm at the top. Now what do I do? Apple
Woolworths. Do you see anything says Apple? Anything says Apple Woolworths? Come down a little
yes.
bit.
Yeah.
Come down. Okay. Yeah, come down a little bit.
Yeah.
Scroll down a little bit.
Mm.
Now do you see it says Woolworths, Apples and Pears?
Yes.
Click on that. And you can see search product, recipes and ideas, right?
Yeah, that's right.
A type over there. Steam. S as in Sam.
Yeah.
T as in Texas. T for Texas, not E.
Not T, right. Yeah.
Then E as in Edward. Then A as in Apple. M as in Mother. Then space, gift card.
Say what?
Gift card.
Spell it.
Gift, G-I-F-T, gift.
Oh, gift card, Ronnie.
Card, yeah.
Okay.
You click on the search in the keypad, click on the magnifying glass.
I've never had anything delivered here.
Yeah, but you haven't visited these websites earlier, right?
I've never bothered.
Okay, now do you see there are three lines at the very top says browse?
Yes.
Click on that, browse.
Right.
And did you say anything says all gift card? Anything says? Okay, this is not the site. This is not the website. Now close it. Close it. Close it and go back. No, not this one. Open the Google. Open the Google. Google. Go to Google. Okay,
yeah.
Now at the very top says Apple Woolworths, right?
Yeah.
Just type, tap on that and type over there.
What?
D-U-Y buy.
Pardon?
Don't do anything. Don't do anything. Leave it.
No.
The Google server is doing it for you. Okay, now do you see there are three lines at the top? It says menu. Click on that.
Yes.
Click on the menu. Now
okay.
Do you see all gift cards?
Yes.
Click on all
yes.
gift cards.
Right. Okay. Yes,
okay.
Done that.
You've done that. Now, do you see any place to search?
Select.
Okay,
yes.
You leave it. The Google server will be searching for you. Leave it.
Got big W in it as well.
Do you see anything say the Steam over there, anything coming up? Do you see Steam?
No.
No, okay.
Got all sorts of gift cards that I've had to do with.
And the Google survey searching for you that gift card they have tried to purchase. Okay, now just wait. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, this is David Mitchell back again, ma'am. He was speaking to the technician. Now, we have just got our latest update. All right. Now, what we are going to do, we need to refund 4 gift cards once back to you, ma'am. Right?
Yes.
Okay, now wait. Don't do anything. Wait. Can you see, ma'am, that Google is helping you, right?
Yeah, I am. Yes.
All right. Can you see automatically the details are coming up there, ma'am, right?
Yes, I can.
You are just checking. We are just checking whether this website is secured or not, right? You can see it from your end.
Yes.
And wait. Now, can you see any security notification coming up on your screen, ma'am?
Inside.
Okay. Go, to the go to the Anydesk application, ma'am, the red one.
It's got four elements of error. All that now down there.
Press the home button.
I've got to find one.
Press the home button, the bottom.
Yeah.
Now go to the Anydesk.
Get out of it.
Yeah, now go to the Anydesk app, Anydesk application.
No,
the red application, Anydesk.
No, let's not do that. I have to go to Google again. Sorry, no, I'm getting so tired. I've been on the phone for over 2 hours. We're not getting anywhere.
I do understand now. We have canceled up one card for
it
you.
I know, but it would have been quicker to just eliminate my
okay,
card
okay.
And give me a new one.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do, ma'am. Now, what you need to do, you need to go to the Anydesk app on your phone, Anydesk application, okay?
Anydesk application. I'll see if I can find it. I'm so tired.
I do understand, ma'am. I'm sorry for the inconvenience, ma'am, that you are facing, but this is all about the safety and security of yours, ma'am. Did you find the Anydesk?
No, I have to go back into.
All right, go to your home page where you can see all your apps. Yeah.
Yes.
Open up Anydesk.
Settings. No, I can't do anything at the moment. I'm really very distressed.
Okay, what can you see on the screen?
Nothing yet. I haven't got into it.
Wait.
I've got to go open the apps again when I find it.
Okay, now come to the home screen and open up the Anydesk.
I'm going into the app control, ADA. Anydesk, I've opened Anydesk, okay.
Yes. Now, do you see the numbers?
Numbers?
2832-67098, your address.
No, I haven't opened it.
Yeah, you come back to your home screen and search for the application Anydesk. The red one.
Mm-hmm.
And you will see your address, there are numbers.
It's all it's got is installed.
Yes, and come back to the main screen where you can see all the applications, where you have your phone, contact, clock, everything. Come to that and search for the application Anydesk. The last page, the fourth page. Go to the last page.
Oh, I see what you mean. I see what you mean. Yeah, okay, I've got that.
Okay. Open that.
283, my address. Number.
Yeah, you can see
283,
that,
right? Yeah. What do I do? Click on it.
Okay. Just, yeah, you opened that, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, if anything comes up, says again, I trust this call.
No, it's just security warning.
Security warning. Do you see accept? Click on accept. Or if you see the check boxes, click on both and then click on accept.
It says cancel.
And do you see anything says accept?
Trust this call.
Click on that. I trust this call.
Did that.
And then click on both check boxes and click on accept. And now if you see start now. Yeah, click on start now.
Right.
Now again tap on the three dot. Okay. Can you see?
Yes.
The three dots on the top.
VPN. Oh, no, no, doctor. The
on
top
the top.
Part. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, click permission.
Permission, yeah. Click on the permission.
Right.
Click on
okay.
the keyboard and the mouse.
Yeah.
Again, click on the arrow.
Yeah. Done that.
Okay, now click on the permission. Scam protection on the top.
Right.
Click on unattended access.
Okay.
Click on close.
Hello. Right.
Now, wait. Now, leave your finger.
I have.
Okay. Now, tap your screen, ma'am.
Okay.
All right. Now, open up the screen, unlock your phone. Because we will take not much time, as you have seen for a long time, you are on the line now, so we just want you to cancel
okay.
the statement. Wait, now leave your finger, don't do anything. Click on the Anydesk app, ma'am.
What?
Tap on the three dot. Above the X, you can see on the top the three dot. Click on that.
Oh, yeah. Permissions?
Yeah, click on permission again.
Right.
Now, click on unattended access.
Okay.
Now, click on full access.
Okay.
Perfect. Now, you can click on close. Okay, now you can leave your finger now. Leave the finger.
Right. Done that. Mm.
All right. Now we will help you again. We are just helping you, ma'am, because as we have secured one of the cards, the cancellation, now we need a refund account where we can refund you the money back to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wait. Now... We are just helping you to check exactly what is going on behind you now. Can you see the suggestion already showing up there?
Yes, going to INC.
But the Google is helping you, ma'am, to check your information, right? Now, what can you see, ma'am, on the screen?
Well, lots of messages, children.
All right.
Info. A lot.
Can you see any notification there?
Any what?
Any notification on the screen. Don't touch up your finger. Don't touch your phone. The Google is helping you to check.
Let's try that some here.
Okay, can you see any error or warning notification now?
Go ahead, a look. Let's see. It's all info.
Yeah, these are the info, right?
And, yeah, and this is it. There was something
here,
I think.
Wait, ma'am, if you see any error or warning notification, to let me know. These are the error and warning notification. As you are searching for the website of your banking, so there are still the error and warning notification coming up, okay?
You're going through it now. I haven't touched it.
Okay, wait. Don't do anything. Can you see there are a lot of info? Have you used your
yes.
ANZ bank card to order something recently, ma'am, with your ANZ?
I just can't remember.
You don't remember? Like, have you...
I'm trying to think.
Okay. Think.
I take money out to pay for something.
Okay.
And it takes out money from my rent, debit.
Okay.
Rent. It's been funeral expenses.
All right.
What else? About four things it takes out.
Now you can see the warning message.
They're doing that for years.
Can you see the warning messages?
Yeah, I can see warnings, yeah.
There are multiple warning notifications come up to you, ma'am, right?
Yeah.
Error, warning.
Yeah, almost, yes.
Because, ma'am, your card, your ANZ card was been also tried to use for make those order, right?
Oh,
that's
no.
That's the reason these are the error and warning notifications coming up. Now, again, I will help you to check the IP address, ma'am, okay? As we have worked on that, we have secured that. So I will help you to check that, all right?
Mm. Yeah, that tells, yeah, it's just, this, the company behind all this is Telstra.
Okay.
And it would have my ANZ amount, thanks, because it's paid in, ANZ pays it out, direct debit when I earn money there.
Oh,
that's
my
how they
God.
Got it. That's
and
how they
remember,
got that.
Do you remember the balance on your, and with the ANZ you only got a debit card, not a credit card, right?
Well, that's where my pensions are paid into. So it's credit.
It's a credit card.
I think so. It's not a... The MasterCard's debit, but that one's credit. And that's where it come from. This company that's presuming it to be Telstra.
Oh, my God.
Because my money's paid. That I owe Telstra is taken out direct debit from ANZ.
And where is that card? Is it with you right now?
No, I can get it. It's in my purse.
Okay, you can get it. And check whether it is a debit card or a credit card. And check it first, okay? Because if it is a credit card, you will get all the credit refund. If it is a debit card, we need to block those credit once again, okay? Check it.
It's a debit card.
Okay, and do you remember the balance, the remaining balance, the closing balance on this card as well?
Yes, I've got it in my...
Okay, just check. Have a look.
I've got it here in my card. I just took out money yesterday.
Do you have a statement with the AM there as well?
Yeah, I have all that. Of course, I've had it for 11 years. Oh, I've had enough of all this business. I hate it.
Because
I hate all this.
It's not part of this, okay?
It's not fair. Now, when was this? The 22nd. The balance is 193.65.
That's one...
193.65 is the balance.
On your debit card, with the ANZ. Right?
Yeah, that's right. I was reading it. Took the money out there yesterday.
That's 19365, right?
Yeah, that's all I've got left in there.
Okay, great. The available balance. And with the ANZ, how, on the statement, can you check how much accounts do you got?
I have to check the limit. I've only got one account there.
Yeah, it's pensioner, your account, and the pensioner, right?
I've only got one. I haven't got any more than that.
Okay. You only got the pensioner account?
That's right.
Okay. Wait, ma'am. Not an issue.
Yeah,
hello.
The only one account that you got, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's come through that AMC. It's come through that Telstra.
Telstra. And the balance
that you got? Telstra.
Okay.
That is Telstra.
The balance was $193, right, ma'am?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, just wait. Can you hold your phone? Can you rotate your phone, your phone screen? Rotate the screen?
Yes.
Try
yeah, what do you want me to do?
Rotate the screen. Rotate your screen. Can you see?
Yes. Search for what?
No, don't do anything. Wait.
No,
wait. Okay, wait. Now, you don't do anything. Now, leave your finger. Leave your hands on the computer.
It's 1883. You got it wrong, it's 1883.
Hello?
Yes.
And apart from this course and AMZ, you don't have any other cards, right, ma'am?
No.
And with the course, you only got a MasterCard? There is no other card with the course, right?
No, that's the only one I've got. I've got two cards, AMZ and the MasterCard course. That's it.
Okay.
So the whole thing's come from this company closing as Telstra. I know now. And I have access to both these accounts.
Okay, not an issue, man. Just wait. We are just
I was going to go down to Telstra to find out what they have to do with it.
You have received a call from the Telstra, right?
Yes.
In the last
but it wasn't Telstra. It was a fraud.
Yeah, they were the fraud people. That from there
they
all
were the fraud. They're the fraud people.
Yeah, from there
I was going to go into Telstra to find out about it. From them.
Okay, wait.
Very cunning, very smart.
Hello.
Now we have cancelled up more 2 gift cards, ma'am. Can you see?
Yes, I should say it. They haven't cancelled, I've seen twice.
Yeah, this, because ma'am, this message was being sent to those hackers, but we are not letting them to get this email. So we are sending it to you, it means you are cancelling it. You have not ordered?
No.
Okay. Now try to go to your email, ma'am. Check your email.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm trying to find it there, you know.
Wait, don't do anything. Wait, we will help you now.
Okay.
Leave your finger.
Yes.
Leave your finger down.
I can get it. I can press on it now. I've seen it.
Wait. Leave your finger. Don't do anything.
Woolworths gift cards, order confirmation. Thank the youth for your order.
Okay. This message should be come to by those people, ma'am, but we are not letting them to get all this email. We have sent this cancellation email to you. Okay?
Right.
Just wait for a couple of minutes. Have you received any new email? Do let me know.
Not yet. It's all information coming from Woolworths.
Okay.
Right, something coming through now, I think.
Wait. You will be getting 2 more emails. This is the problem which is getting started now. Those people are not allowing you to get access with your details.
No, nothing yet.
Wait.
Nothing.
Wait, ma'am. Don't wait. Don't worry about anything, ma'am. You will be getting those emails. Wait, ma'am, don't do anything, wait.
No.
Thank you. Are you there, ma'am? Wait. You will be getting a confirmation email, okay?
Okay.
You are not getting those email, ma'am? Once you get those email?
No, not yet.
Wait. Don't do anything. Don't touch your phone. Wait. Leave it.
Right.
My message is crossed. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. There's nothing okay. Come up yet.
Okay, wait now. Okay, now wait. Don't do anything, ma'am. Leave your phone.
Right. It's gone out of it now.
Okay, wait. Again, we will be trying to cancel up because there was multiple order made, so we are canceling all the multiple attempts which have been tried to make by those people, okay?
No, I don't understand anything anymore. It's all gone through. Gift cards again, more worse.
Yeah,
where the hell can I go now?
Yeah, we have already cancelled 2-3 gift cards because there was multiple gift card order, ma'am. So the order, how those people try to make, we are trying to cancel it on the same procedure, all right?
Yeah, they're added to my shop in this.
All right, ma'am, right.
Cool. One eye cake, big red. None of that.
Can you type the address, ma'am, from your end?
No, it's not. It's 108 Cape Bridge Road. I don't know what you're doing here.
Okay, type it. Remove that and type it the correct address.
Yes, because it's not right. Wherever that is. Yeah, that's gone out.
Wait, ma'am, don't do anything. Wait. You will be on the same page back again, okay?
Right. I'm not in Gmail. And that is wrong.
Yeah, remove everything.
Yeah, remove that. I don't know how that's going into it.
Yeah, this thing, because now your iPad is restricted. Because of the monitoring, those people, as they try to monitor your IP address, that's the reason these things are coming up. You can see.
That's what I was doing with, eh? I had a feeling that I was doing that. Right.
Now, again, you can type the address and it will be coming up there.
The state, WA. South Bay, I mean.
Wait. I will help you, ma'am. Leave your control. Now, from the top, we are going to help you to put the details, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Wait.
Yeah, it's all wrong. We don't have to have the unit entrance, so I can cut that out.
You can wait.
Suburb is in Counter Bay.
Type there.
Oh, gosh. Let me type it all in. Where is it?
Yeah.
Still wrong. Another wasted day.
Yeah. Hello. Hello, my son, Mr. Tyler.
Hello. Yeah, hello, this is George Cody from the Security Department of the Digital Market Park. So, how are you doing, Maya?
No, it keeps getting wrong. Right, that's it.
Now you can leave your finger.
Yeah, I'm leaving. I'm done it now. How come that this is taking so long to do all this?
Because now
I could have gone to the bank and had that cut out completely. I could have rung up this company and cut it out and got a new card sent to me.
Wait. Yeah, definitely, ma'am, but wait, because this is the card, the changes of the card is not optional, ma'am. What you need to do is, wait, this is a cancellation email, those people who are trying to use your information.
Gary Frank.
Yeah, do you know those people, ma'am?
No, I don't. I know a Frank, but not Gary Frank.
Yeah, because these are the people
that are using it. Gary Frank 8. Right.
This is the cancellation email of those people, ma'am.
Right. I don't know them at all. I know a Karen Frank.
Karen Frank, but not Gary Frank, right?
No, never heard of him.
Okay. Wait. Wait.
Do you know where he is? I'll go around and shoot him myself.
Wait, ma'am, wait.
Hello.
Now, again, you will be checking the details whether are correct or not, okay?
Okay.
Wait.
That's not correct at all.
Wait. There is some mistake, ma'am.
Yeah, there is a mistake. It's 5446.
Okay.
That's correct. Correct. Okay.
Again, you will be getting a same cancellation email and a message. Don't do anything, ma'am, okay? Don't touch
your
And you can have a glass of water, ma'am, if you need. You can put your phone down. No need to be do anything. Okay? After Google is helping you, you can have a glass of water. You can put the phone down on speaker, and you can, if you need to do something, you can continue, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Just put the phone on speaker.
Well, you know who the person is now, don't you?
Yeah, we have to get the details of this person, Gary Frank, right?
Yes.
Okay, wait. Now, don't do anything, ma'am. Wait. Just leave the phone down. Yeah, just
I'm not
being
scared. You could check in up on a lot of the areas, really.
Yeah, definitely, ma'am. That's the reason we don't. Can you see multiple orders, multiple purchase email messages are coming up to you right now? So this might be take out, this they might withdraw the funds that you got all available there, ma'am. So we are just canceling each and every transaction to make sure that.
Okay.
This is the person, and do you know this person?
No, I have. No, I don't. I know a Karen Frank on post, but not anybody else. Maybe a relative of hers. I don't know.
And with the ANZ, the balance that you got is only $193.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And 65 cents.
Can you see, ma'am? Now, as those people will try to make any transaction behind you, they will not be able to do that, right? We have the purchase which was been tried to make by them. We have canceled every transaction, ma'am.
Right. You there?
Yeah, I'm here, ma'am.
Yeah, I do know a Karen Frank. I knew her. She's over in Queensland. Now, whether it's one of her relatives, I don't know.
Okay.
But she's on Facebook.
I do understand, ma'am.
Yeah. I don't know how you're going to track this person down, but, they've been posing as Telstra.
They're posing as Telstra, the person whom you gave the details, right?
Yes, exactly.
Now,
they're offering me four months cheaper rent, and I want to know where to put that money into and to help me, you know, with all that. My, while I was doing it, I thought, I don't like the sound of this, and I hung up. But I haven't been into Telstra to speak to them in person, which I was intent on doing. Boy, they're clever now. Very clever. Because it's the wrong address anyway.
Okay, what you need to do is, ma'am, you need to just hold the line for a moment, okay?
I am.
Mm-hmm. All right. And you can leave down the phone on speaker and you can continue. If you need, we will say hello and you can continue with your work, all right?
Thank you very much. I'll need to go and have a drink of something. Water. At least water.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. What we will do we are talking from a long time, it might happen those hackers can be traced the call and again they can do something. So what I'll do, I'm hanging up the call and I'm calling you right away and just be there, okay?
All right, then. Thank you.
All right.